You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
We're swinging here, John and Gordy in the afternoon.
It's Friday.
It's a cold one.
Yeah, really cold.
The wet t-shirt you froze a few moments ago is now thawed out and dripping all over the floor. Pretty. Very pretty. And you almost sold that t-shirt on the corner of the street.
Well, it was down. I thought, well, I can pick up 10 or 20 bucks on this thing. But no, that person just ignored me, just kept walking.
She didn't question the fact that, well, why is this guy selling t-shirts on the corner of his street, 14 below?
And why is it kind of frozen?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Why is it wet?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's talk a little bit of healthcare again. As I go through the list here,
okay, we're
kind of hit and miss here. I mean, this is our Friday where we try to get rid of some of the stories that are out there.
And we've got some phone calls waiting here.
We can get to a couple
of them.
We do have Cindy on the call. Let's take Cindy first. She's been waiting.
Okay, Cindy.
Right, Cindy, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Well, I want to change the subject just a little bit because I just got in my email box the weekly update from Congressman Tony Weed, which is called the Weed Wire.
Okay.
But I just want to read a little bit of it here and give you an idea of a show and also give you a good laugh for Friday.
All right.
It says, Congress's primary role is to uphold the Constitution, safeguard taxpayers' dollars, and ensure that the federal government is funded in a responsible, transparent way. Unfortunately, far too long, instead of doing the hard work of the budgeting on time, Congress has shirked that responsibility. But for the first time in 29 years, the House of Representatives returned to regular order by officially passing the final four of the 12 appropriations bills. I think that might be something you would like to talk about soon, because I would like to know what all those appropriation bills were and how much damage they're going to do to us now.
Yeah, there were a few Democrats that agreed with that. So we'll take a look at that for you. Sure.
All right.
Thanks.
All right,
Cindy,
yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Now let's get to this is again in front of the health insurance CEOs. They were really grilled. This sounds like the better of the hearings that they had in the House.
Okay.
But let's check this out. This is a Congresswoman Kat Kamak, and she had a really good question for these CEOs. Let's listen.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
No penalties
for denial of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
They just walk away.
This is just so bad.
Here's one of the other things came to mind now. If it is a universal health care system, the insurer is the government. You have every chance in the world to vote somebody out if they're not improving the health care system. So if it's got problems and it needs some kind of reform, every program that you put in place needs reform over time. Earlier caller talked about the ACA. It needed improvement. Some things needed to be changed because we found out it didn't work as well. But the Republicans didn't help. They didn't want to change any aspect of the ACA, kept it that way without making improvements along the way. Now, we could make improvements with a government insurance program. But again, if they're not improving the program, vote the darn person out and put somebody in who promises to change the system and improve even on a universal healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Let's see. We want to update folks on a situation at the UW-Whitewater campus in Rock County. And Parker, I know you've got some information on it. I think it's the same thing that I'm seeing here. This started up about 2:55 this afternoon when there was a report of shots fired on the Rock County campus in Janesville. Again, this is part of UW-Whitewater, but it's in Janesville. Apparently, they've cleared some of the buildings. There have been no other real reports, but we've monitored several reports on local news outlets here. Parker, what do you know?
Yes, if you go to the Rock County Sheriff's Office, their Facebook page, they currently have a statement up saying that there were shots fired in the vicinity of the UW-Whitewater Rock County campus that, again, is in Janesville. And they are, I believe, making sure that it is safe. There is currently not a threat to the public, that is what is believed right now. They have asked people to stay clear of the area of the Rock County campus, again, in Janesville.
Okay, that's all we know. If we find out anything more, we'll pass that along.
All right.
Okay. And by the way, phone lines are wide open. If you want to jump in, now's a good time. 855-752-4842. And you can always text us on the Civic Media app.
Well, I'm just looking at a post here. A massive crowd in Minneapolis for statewide ice out general strike. This is just amazing when you think that it's like 9 below.
Right.
In Minneapolis.
Something like that, yeah.
A gigantic, huge crowd. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe all the body heat will keep everybody else warm.
Well, let's hope so.
Packed together like that.
Wow. Shows that they're interested in making a statement.
Another country that has colder temperatures, Denmark. Denmark has a message to,
for who?
For Trump.
Oh, really?
For his Davos speech.
What are they saying about it?
Well, this is an amazing thing posted by Canada Hates Trump. They're going to keep track of all this stuff up there in Canada, you know. But
sure.
Anyway, this is a recording in Denmark. So let's listen to the message to Trump.
Okay.
Just spoke in Davos. Every single sentence uttered from his little mouth is either something he came up with on the spot or a lie that was still stuck in a small part of his brain that hasn't atrophied yet. Every time you assert that this man has finally located the absolute bottom of human intelligence, he arrives with a shovel and a smile saying, "No, I can't." As his dementia progresses and the pressure from the Epstein case builds, Trump keeps unlocking new tiers of verbal incoherence. You almost have to admire it. We're watching a geriatric patient wandering through a geopolitical hallucination on stage in front of that it would take a child mere seconds to fact check and debunk. And yet there are still tens of millions of Americans who look at this synaptic meltdown, this confused, sweating, elderly man.
What?
Yeah.
I hope with every fiber of my being that your democracy survives this madness.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Who was this again?
That was just a guy in Denmark okay. with a message to Trump after his speech in Davos.
The music is.
I know. It really makes it dramatic, doesn't it?
Unbelievable.
Hey, I got this other late breaking story here. Okay. Over 100 priests were arrested in Minneapolis for protesting ICE in Minnesota.
Really?
Where today it's, again, 7 below. Maybe it was 21 below. And these clergy were out there. Priests were out there. Uh-huh. 100 arrested in Minneapolis.
Wow.
The clergy gathered in prayerful solidarity to demand airlines, especially Delta and Signature Aviation, cease contracting deportation flights from the state.
Wow.
That is just an amazing thing. 100 of them? Hey, this looks really good, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it up.
Boy, oh boy. Okay, let's go to the phones. Joe is on the line. Good afternoon, Joe. Go ahead.
Oh, man, it's awful to hear, but it's satisfying to hear that people are coming out with just, I mean, it's so cold out. It's so cold out. Yeah. I just spent a half hour, you know, trying to beef up my 17-year-old Honda Fit so it won't die during the night. And I can tell you it's cold out there. So I just wanted to make a couple of points. Number one, in a week where this Hmong man, 70-year-old Hmong man, was hauled from his house, there's pictures of him with his blue boxer shorts on and his Crocs and his grandson's blanket over his shoulder.
Yeah.
In a week where this 5-year-old, Liam Ramos, and his dad were picked up, picture this tiny little 5-year-old. They're in some detention facility in Texas. They don't quite know where. The mother is going frantic. And it was those two people had active asylum requests in and no deportation order, which is what you're supposed to do. That's how the law is supposed to work. And in a week where we're told that ICE is saying no warrants at all, in a week where they're now talking about how ICE is following white people out of grocery stores who are carrying boxes of groceries, figuring that they're going to drop them off at their immigrant neighbors' houses. So this will give them a chance to be able to find more immigrants that they can, you know, toss into detention. To which I would say, keep driving. Just keep driving around, and maybe, you know, maybe they'll get there, maybe they won't. So, and then we finish it off the week with hearing that a 2-year-old and her father were picked up for detention. That's where we are, people. A 2-year-old and her father are picked up for detention. Not quite sure where she is.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope she's safe. So hang tight, guys, and thank God for the people in Minnesota coming out in the numbers that they did. Thank God for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate their work.
It's tough.
Right. Well said, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, the Democrats, one thing they definitely want to do is put some guardrails on ICE.
Yeah.
Now, you'd think that there would be some reporting system, a responsibility by ICE to post the names of the individuals taken, where they've been taken.
Right.
At least allow a phone call from the person that they have taken. This is such an incredible disregard for human life in this state. I don't even know what, I have no idea why we're allowing this to happen, why Congress has not acted on trying to rein these guys in. It seems logical that they're just, this is just human nature. Let's do the right thing for these people, especially
if control.
If you pick them up, bring them back to where you found them
at
in the first place.
Right? But to not let their loved ones know where they are or how to get a hold of them or anything, any information at all, it seems to be, you know, they're not getting anything they need to be able to contact them or find out what where they are or what they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, 100 priests arrested in Minneapolis protesting ICE in Minnesota. They're protesting at the airport, asking Delta and Signature Aviation to stop contracting with DHS in deportations.
Yeah. And on it goes, and we'll continue to keep our eyes on it and our ears on it. Back with more of John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's John and Gordy in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Taking your phone calls at 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phones
right
now.
All right, sounds
like
a good idea.
Gene is on the line. Good afternoon, Gene.
Hi, you guys. I just had a call back. I'm sorry. I'd have to hold this in for the whole week, and I don't think I'd make it.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay, but first I want to remind people that tomorrow at 9 a.m., tune in for James Santel. He does a really good job.
Yes.
And teaches us about the legal things going on. You know, these people are like rabid animals, these ICE people and the people that Trump put in with their cruel and inhuman treatment, and they love it. And we got to vote these people out, folks, because it only gets worse. And I mean, I'm watching it, and it's like, this isn't my country. These aren't human beings. These are rabid animals. And thank God there's wonderful people, and my heart goes out to them. They're in my prayers, and thank you guys for everything you're doing. And hang in there, folks, because we got to get these people out of office. Have a good day.
All right, Gene. Gene.
Thanks.
Thanks for that call. 855-752-4842.
Therapeutic, Sam. I mean, you can't hold that in all weekend long.
Well, that's right.
So
yeah.
We understand. Mm-hmm. That's why we're blowing out a lot of stories here, just to kind of keep you updated. Let's.
Well, anyway, want to just update the situation.
Something?
Well, there's no real new information, but if you're just joining us, the Rock County Sheriff's Office put out an alert. The Rock County law enforcement responded to shots fired call in the vicinity of UW-Whitewater, Rock County. That's in Janesville. They've not identified any active threat at this time, but they just wanted to make sure that everybody can stay clear of the area still. Again, we don't know anything more than this report that shots were fired, and that would happen just before 3 o'clock this afternoon. We've been monitoring different news sources, news stations in the area there, and that's all that's been released from the Rock County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah. All right. Let's look at what China is doing with their vehicles.
Okay.
We know that Canada's worked out a deal with China for some EVs up there. And
really?
Probably other vehicles as well, but the EVs especially. Hmm. Well, if America thinks it's going to win the war with China by trying to slow them down a little bit, I don't know. That's not going to happen. You know, innovation continues no matter what happens.
Right.
Know? People are going to try to improve things, make things better.
Yes.
And other countries are going to have them, but we're not going to have them here. Mm-hmm. And the words that I think are very important to listen to here is the Ford CEO, Jim Farley. He talked about going to China and what he saw there. And I think this is really an eye opener. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
Somebody's writing this pro-China propaganda is blah, blah, blah. No, it's what's happening. China's doing this around the world, and that's the Ford CEO talking about China's vehicles.
Right, so.
You know, this happened way back. When Japan was making so many great cars.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when automakers here were going there to be trained on how to make cars like they do in Japan?
I do recall that.
Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, it's always a catch-up situation here in this country, and that's what's happening. It's not propaganda. We're not playing propaganda here. It's the truth. It's what's happening. And now I didn't even think about the fact that the phone companies, or at least, you know, Apple and Google have decided not to get into tying their systems into vehicles.
Why would they make that
seems like a big
decision.
Deal. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get that.
That's crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. I have this story. I chased another child down the street in Minneapolis and tackled him into the snow in 25 degree below zero chill.
Oh, wonderful.
The boy screamed, "I am legal," and the agents pinned him down, handcuffed him, and put him in an unmarked SUV and drove him away.
They say how old he was? Or did
no,
they get that?
Just a child. Boy. Yeah, a just child. A boy.
Yeah, going after the kids. Yeah, easy pickings, apparently. All right, news is next. We're back with more of John and Gordy after this.
It's John and Gordy. We're talking about EVs and fast cars from China.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
And I just wanted to mention that, the U.S. is denying all of this stuff. They're saying, well, it's all green. It's all woke. We don't need it. Let's put it off. Now,
what?
Canada is making
really?
Deals, of course, you know,
yeah.
with China. And even Europe is starting to move in that direction by doing more deals with China. This isn't working out well for us in some way, shape, or form. So I just want you to think about it. It's
right.
We can't stop progress just because somebody doesn't believe in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
can't go backwards.
It's a small minority of individuals, these voters, a small minority of voters, like I think maybe 25 to 33% of the voters out there are on this side. It's a very small minority, and they're trying to hold up progress here in this country. Well, it doesn't hold up any place else in the world.
So, it keeps going.
Yeah, it keeps going.
Right.
So anyway, just keep that in mind. Let's go to the phones now. We've got Cornell on the line.
Good afternoon, Cornell.
Yeah, am I on?
Yes.
You are. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to say that I ran across YouTube. These blondes were driving this EV car, and it's called the Pink Pony, and they're driving it around, and they're asking people, what do you think we paid for this car? And they couldn't guess, and they said, well, it only costs $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real small, and it only gives you 100 miles distance, and that's pretty reasonable.
Well, if you don't have a lot of distance to travel, yeah, that's kind of good.
No, it's for 100 miles.
Yeah.
And also, there was a guy in Thailand. He was looking at a truck, but he could barely fit in it. Hmm. That was $14,000. But the main thing is, we got to fight to get off these fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to mention one thing too on that. And I got some healthcare story. That below the equator, all the countries are on fire, and nobody's reporting it. That's Australia, Argentina, Chile, and they got tremendous heat waves down there. So we got to think of the whole planet that there is global warming, and we got to get off these fossil fuels. And then another point I just want to make, if I have time. I know a girl that she's on a podcast, and she wanted some surgery. She lived in Canada, and she checked the price there, and then she checked the price in the United States, and then she decided to get the surgery in Belarus. But I'm saying people should shop around. I think Dr. Oz said we're the cheapest, but I don't think that's true. But the main thing is to do your research. Some of these doctors are rated around the world. Yeah. And I have a friend that goes down to Mexico, and they get their dental work. And then years ago, before Obamacare, people were taking buses up to Canada to get medication.
That's right. Yeah.
So I don't know if that's changed. So I just want to let you know, and thanks.
All right.
I'll listen to you.
Yep. All right, Cornell, I appreciate it.
Thanks for that call.
Here's the thing. You know, we used to at least attempt to try to buy drugs from Canada or Europe, and that didn't succeed. We couldn't get the rights to do that, only simply because, we couldn't trust their systems of testing drugs there.
Mm.
Really? I mean, it's Europe and Canada.
Seems like it's okay.
Seems kind of silly and stupid.
Yeah.
But I think he had a good point about, the system that we have here. And, I think the person in Canada that was doing the shopping, I think she probably got something that was more cosmetic.
Mm.
Because in Canada, you don't pay for your health care.
Right.
But you probably do have to pay for anything that's more cosmetic.
I would imagine so, yeah. Right.
So, and that's why a lot of people do the traveling, especially, for dental work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can understand why. Yes, save a lot of money doing that.
All right, I want to get to. Do you want to? Do you have anything?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. This is. We're going back now to the phone thing. The senators having their phone records, right?
Yeah, they weren't actually tapped.
No, they weren't tapped.
They just got the records of the phone calls that were made. Right. Jack Smith didn't tap their
phones.
They
didn't listen in on the phone call.
Right. They just got the information about the phone
calls. It was timing. What they were trying to do is coordinate the timing.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So a lawsuit was actually added by Senate Majority Leader John Thune to the spending bill. To make a quick buck for these other senators so they could sue and make about $500,000 or, you know, $1 million, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
8 Republican senator phone records were subpoenaed over fake elector schemes, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the House voted 426-0 to remove that part of the bill, okay? Republicans, all Democrats did not think that was a good idea.
Mm.
And it's still being held up in the Senate because those senators want to grab that money.
Mm.
And now here's Representative Jamie Raskin. This is Cut 308. And he explains it away. Let's listen. There you go.
Hmm.
It's an explanation of exactly what happened.
Right.
Also, now J.D. Vance came out and has a little bit of that Biden derangement syndrome.
What?
Yeah, you know, they talk about the Trump syndrome, but I don't know.
Right.
I think it's worse. You know, it's a much worse disease, the Biden derangement syndrome.
Keep throwing back to Biden.
Yeah, it's always Biden's fault.
Yeah, everything's his fault.
Well, the economy. Well, mm-hmm. So let's listen to Cut 320. And this is his latest statement. Let's listen. Titanic. Okay. Well, okay. Now, I just want to kind of set the record straight. When you hear this kind of talk, the response should be that the last 2 years of the Biden administration, everything was back to normal.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Everything was back to normal.
Yeah.
And you can't take back prices that have gone up. You can't do that during inflation, and you can't do it after inflation. When prices go up, they stay up, okay? That's it.
Yeah.
You wait for a sale. That's what we all do.
So anyway,
all of that inflation disappeared by in the last 2 years, dramatically.
Yeah.
So everything was back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, there was no Titanic. The Titanic, the Biden Titanic was not afloat.
Didn't exist.
It didn't exist.
No.
So it's just crazy talk.
Okay.
It always is crazy talk.
All right.
So anyway, let's get to, remember the whole thing about sending these ICE troops into Minneapolis was to investigate fraud.
Right.
The Somali fraud.
The Somali, scheme. Yes.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this CBS News report in regards to who is actually at fault for the Somali fraud scheme and how ridiculous this whole thing was to do the troops in the first place. We didn't need them there.
Okay.
And had somebody just informed the president or whoever made these decisions to not go because it had been taken care of and everybody. who is the instigator of this fraud case. Let's listen.
Okay.
Right,
wow,
there
33
you go.
Years.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a case that's been taken care of. Mm-hmm. Now, none of this needed to happen, just to let you know.
Okay.
All right. That's my story. I'm sticking to it, and I think that was well explained. Now, of course, we can't depend on the Justice Department to investigate this, right, unless it's ordered by Trump. Mm-hmm. That's the only way they investigate anything, or the FBI.
Right.
What kind of job would they do? With Kash Patel at the reins.
Right.
And, you know, this is a very costly mistake. It cost a person their life. It's traumatizing so many citizens in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Right.
It really should end. I think by now they know the real story about what happened. Change it. Get out of Minneapolis.
Well, and then today, we just had this story a few minutes ago.
100 priests arrested.
Arrested in Minneapolis.
At the airport.
Yeah. And they were there at the airport to protest those different airlines that are helping the ICE folks deport people. And they're arrested, taken away.
I'm not quite sure how God is accepting that particular picture of what's happening in Minneapolis. But, they will find out. They will find out.
Well, to get 100 priests together to get... you know, to go out to the airport in this kind of weather and then get arrested. You know, they're trying to prove a point, and I think they've done well with doing that.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Now, I'm going to play a little report here on what happened to Rene Good.
Mm.
That information has come out.
Yeah. We've got just about a minute here.
Yeah, so we'll do that in just a few moments.
Yeah, and then
here.
We'll get into our final segment. Mm-hmm. Of John and Gordy this afternoon. We'll be back with more after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's John and Gordy in the afternoon, and
things kind of winding down here for Friday. Yes. Okay. Parker, I'm going to send you a link here.
All
just to let
you
know. And but John has a different story first.
Yeah. Well, I want to get to some of the text here. Mm. People buy drugs from Canada. I did until a year ago. The last drug they confiscated in Chicago, but eventually they sent it to me. My neighbor still gets his drugs in Canada.
Uh-huh. Right.
So Wisco Paul says, in response to Vice President Vance, a CNN poll said 6 in 10 Americans call Trump presidency a failure. And that's not good news for the GOP. Thank you, Wisco.
Mm-hmm.
And hi, guys. Love your show, and thank you for the humor every day.
That's from
Barb
in Waukesha.
I have a wonderful weekend, and stay warm.
Yeah.
Barb in Waukesha.
Okay.
All right. So I do have the report on Renee Good. Let's play what that report said.
Okay.
There you go.
Mm.
So
it was, wow, that's...
And then, of course, he said...
That's shocking, yeah.
He said what he said.
Yes, you effing bitch.
Yes.
That's what he said.
After knowing, of course, his last shot.
Yeah,
this is so repugnant. Just unbelievable.
Yes.
Breathtaking.
Right. Okay.
All right. Can we... is that working?
Yeah, we got it now. You know, I mean, we're kind of winding down here the last few minutes. We want to end a little bit up on an up note.
Definitely.
Okay?
Let's try
I know.
To do
so
that.
So much that depressing news, and that was very, you know, that's really shocking and awful. But, we've been dealing with the cold all day today.
You've been following
today.
This. You've been following the big trend here. And
well,
this is something that we didn't think would happen
a long time ago. But today is National Handwriting Day.
It is handwriting day today.
Right, and we've been, you know, promoting people getting back to cursive. Remember this? Right?
We put out a children's book many years ago, just as like Cash Patel did.
Can we play a little bit of that? It's John Gordy's Guide to Going Back to Cursive.
That's
just
right.
Just play a little snippet of it here.
I don't know. Play the whole thing. It's gorgeous.
Right. Yeah, look at the loops.
It does. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You get the idea. Right.
Guys, that is excellent.
You
I
like
don't know
that?
How that didn't make you millionaires.
Well, we want to... We need to...
I think it's coming back.
Yeah, we're going to try to bring it back.
Because Gordy mentioned...
We have a story from NBC's Today Show about cursive. You know, we've been trying to promote cursive.
Yes.
Well, people are jumping on the bandwagon now that
it's happening.
Yeah, we brought this to people's attention. So play that from NBC.
Yep.
Okay. Right.
New Jersey's governor signing a new law requiring school districts to incorporate instruction on cursive handwriting into third through fifth grade. Other states, including Georgia, Kentucky, and California, recently enacted similar requirements.
Not Wisconsin, though, apparently. So. Not yet.
That's right.
Superpower.
There you go.
So you get all that. Yeah, so cursive is good.
Well, they missed the mentioning of us, you know.
Yeah, somehow.
Kind of spearheading this thing. We kind of knew ahead of time.
Trying to bring it to everybody's attention.
Book sales tanked awfully on the... Let's go back.
Parker, did you learn cursive in school or not?
I think that I started to learn cursive for like 1 year, and then that was when they stopped teaching it right after that.
Oh,
so I barely can read cursive at all.
Really? Can you sign your name? a document.
People would say that it resembles something that sort of is cursive.
A signature. Really?
It's not.
No, you print it?
Well, I use cursive. It's just not, it's not a sight to behold. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, well, no one can read my cursive, that's for sure.
That study says it's good for you to do cursive, you know, it helps your motor skills and everything.
But, you know, being a former artist and having gone to a latent art school in Milwaukee,
right?
I know art, and that's why I pointed to the Q.
yes, and the cursive report. Yes,
it's being very, very attractive. It's just an amazing cue.
Well, we have to get that report back out again because it's got some great illustrations in it as well as very valuable information.
Yes, supposedly we did post it on Facebook. We have not been able to find it, but
we can't figure it out now. We'll try to repost it one of these days.
We're not inept at technology, believe me.
That's it for this Friday and for this week. Yep. Pete Schwab is next with Nightlight. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Parker Olson.
Thank you.
John and Gordy, have a great weekend. So long.
See you later.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.